Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm the one soldier left standing. No Maestro, no Fleegs. But Marco, the last time I want to say you got involved with the Unlocks of the Week, if I'm not mistaken, you had a 5-0 week.
That is correct. The only time I've done it with you this year.
I also want to say the week you participated, I ended up having a very good week as well.
I want to say you were 4-1.
I agree with that because I remember telling you the next time I saw you out in the hall that you were my good luck charm, and I'm gonna have to bring you around more often.
Well, for me, I got the whatever Harris has been going on. I got it sprinkled on me.
Right now, anchor thing. A lot of people, well, more Tommy Lugow and Crystal Presti and others like to say I have a little dust attached to me that I can bring that my way. Harris right now has the ultimate amount of dust. I mean, everything Harris is touching is turning to gold. So you got to be mindful of that. And Manny, you're filling in here for Fleegs, a big spot. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Ready to go. Big shoes to fill, but we'll see.
Right.
I mean, I have no idea what to expect.
Listen, we pick them 5 like they do out in Vegas. Super contest style was a 4-1 week. We're 4 games over 500. We want to keep those positive vibes going. So without further ado, the week 14 edition of the world-famous JJ After Dark Unlocks of the Week.
Here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
All right, let's get it, folks. And 34-30-1 on the year, 4-1 last week. And we got some work to do if we're going to catch the Maestro, who is 5 games up with a couple weeks to play in the regular season. And, of course, we will pick the playoff games. Let's start first. Game 1. I'm going back to the well. Same team I picked the last week to win outright against the New England Patriots. I'm going to take the Houston Texans laying a hefty number against the Denver Broncos. And I know a lot of people are going to make the argument Denver's played a lot of close games. Denver hasn't gotten blown out this year. That may be true. Denver also is playing a rookie quarterback now. Drew Lock on the road, I do not think he's going to be able to keep up with what Deshaun Watson is doing. Denver got an emotional win last week against the Chargers. I think they revert to form offensively, and I think the Texans are going to parlay that momentum from the New England game and carry it over into Sunday. I think this is a no-nonsense performance by them, and I think they will win this game by 2 scores. So in game number 1, give me the Houston Texans. Second week in a row, I'll lay the 9 points. Game 2, this is one of my favorite games of the week. Baltimore taking on Buffalo. And I know for a lot of people, the idea of betting against Lamar Jackson sounds insane. Well, you know what? Sometimes with NFL wagering, you gotta get a little nuts. I'm getting a little nuts in game number 2 because I'm taking the Buffalo Bills to cover 5.5 points. And the reason I'm going to take Buffalo to cover 5.5 points, their defense is legitimate. Look at the way they played against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. This is a team that can run the football, and I think Buffalo will feed off that raucous, rocking Bills Mafia crowd up in Orchard Park, New York. I think this game will be tight. I think it will be down to the wire. And I think Buffalo will be very much in this game. I'm going to take the value here. I'm taking Buffalo plus 5.5. And again, the line opens at 7, goes to 5.5. With a ton of Baltimore money coming in, I always love that. Game 3, another one of the marquee games. I'm picking a lot of the marquee games this week because, you know what, sometimes that's what the people want. You got the Niners taking on the New Orleans Saints. And for me, New Orleans has had this game circled on their calendar for a long time. And I'm a big Niners fan this year. I like the head coach. Some say I look like their head coach. They have a great program going. They're going to learn how tough it is to go into the Superdome. And I think for the first time in a while, you're going to see Sean Payton, who's kind of been easing Alvin Kamara the last few weeks. I think he's going to unleash Alvin Kamara. I think Alvin Kamara is going to have a massive day. I think that Saints defense is going to feed off that Superdome crowd. And again, you want to learn more about Jimmy Garoppolo in these hostile road environments. I like him. I just like Drew Brees a little bit more. I like the Saints a little bit more as a team. And at home, they know the significance of this game. Give me New Orleans laying the 2.5. Game number 4, the Chiefs and the Patriots. And I know what's being said all week. The Pats are done. The Pats' offense is limited. They can't score. Brady needs to retire. We know the deal. What do the Pats normally do in these sort of spots? They respond in a big way. Am I scared about Mahomes? Absolutely. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I think Belichick will have the answer. I think that Chiefs defense is vulnerable. This is a get-right game for the Patriots. This is the perfect situation to be playing the Patriots, and I'm only laying a field goal. Sign me up. I'm taking the Pats in game number 4. And last but not least, Sunday Night Football. The Seahawks and the LA Rams. And you know what? I'm going with the team I picked against last week. I picked against the LA Rams. It was my only loss last week. Well, I'm picking the LA Rams to beat the Seattle Seahawks. This line has plummeted 3 points. Think about what happened the first time these teams played. Rams were right there, could have won the game. Greg Zuerlein misses a field goal. These teams, flip of a coin. Seattle's better. They're not going to be better on Sunday night. Big get-right spot for the Rams, who are very much alive in that playoff picture. I think Seattle's due for a clunker on a short week. I'm taking the Rams. Pick them in my final pick. All right, Marco Belletti. Tough act to follow after going 5-0. We haven't had many 5-0 weeks, and it's come from your chair and with the maestro. So, good sir, take it away.
Proud. We got a couple of games that we agree on, so I'm not going to belabor the point. I like the Rams. I'm with you on that. I do like the Saints. I'm with you on that. And I do like Buffalo, actually, to win the game outright at home. But I do like the points in that one, so I'm not going to go there. Oppo, though, for me, I like the Chiefs. No, I'm not ready to bury the Patriots. No, I'm not going to sit here and give you the obituary that we all seem to give some point, whether it's November, December, early January, that we're all going to be the first one to tell you that this is not the year that the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not looking to do all that. I just think that this is a game that the Chiefs, you talk about circled on their calendar from a long time. Last year, they know that they wasted an opportunity. Is this going to be able to get the point back from the AFC title game? No. But I do think that they have been looking forward to this. I think Patrick Mahomes showed last week, him running around, the knee is healthier, and I think the Chiefs have an opportunity to be able to feel better about themselves, make a statement to themselves. I like them going into New England and getting a victory in that one. The last game, look, as bad as these two teams are, this number keeps jumping out to me. I can't see the Jets winning by 6 points against the Dolphins. These teams are somewhat evenly matched. The Dolphins are playing much better. And to me, with Ryan Fitzpatrick and the magic that the Dolphins kind of have going, and we know the Fitzmagic, you know, you run it out there too long, eventually you're going to come up snake eyes. But with Jamal Adams out, I think the Jets are going to be vulnerable. I see the Dolphins. I like the points because you're going to feel good if it's a three-point game, it's a field goal game, which I think it's probably going to be. But I do like the Dolphins in this spot and probably to go outright and get a victory at MetLife.
Rolling with Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Miami Dolphins, who have actually been pretty decent against the spread the last few weeks. A lot of agreement with me and Marco. Heads up with the Chiefs and the Pats. All right, Manny, Fordham Ram, your time to shine. What do you got?
So I'm with you, Marco, on the Dolphins over the Jets. The Jets are not trustworthy. They are without Jamal Adams in Miami since October 1st. 6-2 against the spread. So I like them over the Jets. Let's go over to the Bills and the Ravens. And I like the Bills to win this game outright. I definitely like them to cover. Ravens were inflated with the spread last week against the 49ers, another good team in the Bills. The Bills are at home. Ravens are on the road, and the Bills have rested. They have some extra rest going into this one, so I do like the Bills to cover there and win. And most people wouldn't touch the Vikings with this 14-point spread
hefty
and the
number.
Lions. It's a very hefty number. but Minnesota is very comfortable at home. They are 4-0 in 1 p.m. kickoffs this year. That's what I read.
Nice little nugget. I like that, man. He's coming prepared. Proud of you.
So the lines are just awful. So I'm going to go Vikings. I think they'll win by 14 or more. So I like them with this spread. Chiefs and Pats, I am with the mindset that the Pats' struggles continue here. The Chiefs are getting more healthy. They are in a rhythm. I like Mahomes. And New England is only 1-4 against the spread this year when they're playing 500 or better opponents. They've struggled against good teams this year. So I like the Chiefs to win the game, but certainly with the spread. And I do have one more in here, and it is the Bengals and the Browns. And the Bengals
are coming
off
God bless you.
Dismantling of the Jets. And the Bengals with Dalton, the Browns, 7 points. Since facing Lamar Jackson, the Bengals have been in a lot of close games. They haven't really been blown out. So if the Browns are going to win this game, I don't like them to win it by a lot. So I'll go with the Bengals in my final pick.
There you have it. And by the way, our good pal Mike Fliegelman sends picks. He's well-behaved. Harris was not. Harris is going to send them to me later today, and we should dock him a win. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. For Fleegs, he's got the Saints, the Dolphins, the Texans, the Patriots, and he's taking the Tennessee Titans laying the 2.5. My picks, one last time. Texans laying 9.5. Saints laying 2.5. Buffalo plus the 5.5. Pats laying the 3. Rams, pick them. Marco's with me on the Rams, Saints, and the Buffalo Bills. Heads up with the Chiefs, taking the Fins. Manny, the Fins, the Bills plus 5.5. The Vikings laying 13. Kansas City plus the 3. And the Cincinnati Bengals plus the 7. There you have it. The Week 14 Unlocks of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.